This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you have not seen the reboot of Halloween and Halloween Kills, ridiculous. So good.
Well, you know, this is one of my favorite Halloween franchises. It's the movie Halloween.
Yeah.
And Michael Myers.
And they went back and took everything from the original Halloween is not real story anymore. It starts over where the new one and where this one, and then they're going to Halloween Ends. Like, that's all considered the real story now.
Well, yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis is a huge, I mean, this is the key point, right?
Yeah.
It always has been. And I've waited till this week to watch this. So this I've been holding off on because it has to be Halloween week.
There's some good weird stuff too, and you can talk to James about it, but I read where he was talking about Michael Myers, how Michael Myers moves.
And yeah, well, I was going to talk to him about that, because you've got to have the same walk.
Yeah, and he, as Nick Castle did in 1978, and he said he studied his cat, the way a cat moves around the house, and like doesn't really, like it just is like a little machine. He looked at his cat. That's what he looked at.
Instead of the original film.
He looked at the original too, but he also looked at his cat.
Born January 31st in Garfield Heights, Ohio, and raised in Columbia, South Carolina, he decided to become an actor at a young age, making his own short films from fifth grade through college. He moved to Los Angeles, working at Universal Studios Hollywood, eventually becoming a stuntman, working on such shows as Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Babylon 5. But these days, he's best known as the man embodying one of the most iconic horror characters of all time, Michael Myers, in 2018's Halloween, and one of the current top films in the country, Halloween Kills. Please welcome James Jude Courtney.
James Jude Courtney, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, Johnny. How you doing, man?
Well, listen, it's Halloween week. You're Michael Myers. The new movie is out. I'd say life doesn't get a whole lot better than this moment right here.
Oh, man, this is everything I've built my career for. I mean, in fourth grade, who would know that I would get to be Michael Myers, play the shape? I mean, doesn't get any better than that.
Well, it's iconic for sure. And I know that you're behind a mask and that, you know, there have been Michael Myers, you know, before you. But still, to play that iconic, if you like horror films, you know, to be a Mike Myers, to be a Jason, to be a Freddy Krueger, these are pretty fantastic things in that genre.
Oh, man. I mean, and to know, to look at the lineage of men who have played this character, inhabiting this character, and there's a through line to them. They all tend to be very spiritual. They're all martial artists. They all have pretty crazy lives. I mean, so I've joined a pretty magnificent fraternity.
Well, and you've been, and for, when I say this with love, you've been a good weirdo for a while. Like, you used to work at Universal Studios. I was talking to Jake about this, and to such a fan, you guys snuck into the house, the infamous Psycho House, and spent the night.
Yeah, it was the very first Halloween Horror Nights and Fright Horror Nights. Yeah, and Alex Daniels, who's the president of Stuntman's Association now, and Brian Thompson, Clint Carmichael. We were working the event. I was playing the headless horseman, so I would ride a horse and swing an axe at people riding by in a tram. And then that night, we stuck into the Psycho House with sleeping bags. We were to spend the night. And so as we're bedding down at the top and we're talking, it's all spooky. Mother's head, seriously, man, Mother's head, which is on the second floor in a window,
right?
It falls off and rolls down the stairs. And
no.
We're like, ah!
No.
And we look at Alex. Cause he's a, yeah, I swear. And we at Alex and he goes, dude, come on, man. And he goes, I swear I didn't do anything. I swear. We went down to the flashlights looking for wires or something that he made it happen. It didn't. I mean, I'm telling you, man, it was spooky. We were like, oh, no. Our names are still, like, etched up in the wood.
And you're a stuntman, 6'3", 210 pounds. I mean, you're a man's man. You've done a lot of stunts. What would you say your best stunts are? Like, what do you specialize in?
It was pretty much fighting in high falls. But what I really specialize in is playing characters and doing stunts. So I studied with Stella Adler, who was Marlon Brando's coach. I had a private coach from the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art. So I can go to a deep place as an actor, and a lot of stunt guys can't do that, and a lot of actors can't do stunts.
Right.
So I kind of specialize in both.
And, you know, and to do Michael Myers is, there's a cadence, there's a way he, there's even a way he methodically kills people in this, and I don't even know the words to describe, but it's a very particular way with, until it becomes a crisis, he doesn't swing wildly. It's a very A, B, C, D murder normally.
Well, honestly, there's a couple of reasons why. One, early on, you know, when I was going down to be put on tape, I watched 1978 one time, and I reached into the soul of Nick Castle and what he created, and I absorbed that energy into me. There's no conscious thought. I didn't watch the way he walked. I didn't watch the way he killed. I didn't watch any of that. I was reaching into his soul. And then, flashback, there was a friend I had, a housemate for a time. He had just gotten out of prison, just gotten out of safe house. He was a contract killer, professional killer. He came with me to a premiere of a movie I did, and I played a hitman, and we walked out, and he goes, Jimmy, you know, nice movie, but that's not how you kill people. And I was like, well, how do you kill people? And so we worked on it, and, you know, of the several martial arts I've practiced, one of them is Aikido. This gentleman had practiced Aikido. We both done sword work. We both done knife work. So this guy spent the time teaching me how to be an efficient killer. And I carried that in, you know, and then add to that, David Gordon Green, the only direction he gave me when we met and talked about the character was, I want you to be cat-like. And was on the phone, and I said, well, that's kind of interesting because my cat, Parsifal, sitting in my lap right now, I watch him hunt and kill all the time. He's a perfect hunting, killing machine.
Sure, no, great so predators, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so the confluence of all these things manifested in, you know, in the expression of the shape.
May I go backwards in this conversation to the fact that you went right past the, hey, I have a friend who was a contract killer that went to prison who just got out?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and may I call you Jimmy?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Jimmy, so your friend, were you friends with this guy before he went to prison? You were like, hey, it's my friend. I know it's an unfortunate vocation he has chosen, but, you know, he's a nice guy. Did you know him as what no, that was
he,
his job?
He had been in prison for a very long time. So okay. He was in prison before I even got to Los Angeles.
Okay.
So he spent, you know, quite a bit of time there. And when he got out, you know, he'd had an epiphany in his life, and he wanted to write a story that had an ending and that was positive. And,
nice.
And a friend of mine who knew I was writing screenplays and really appreciated my writing, she asked if I'd like to meet him, and I said, yeah, of course. And so we talked on the phone a few times. I was in California. Oddly enough, he was in a safe house on the East Coast, but he flew out and, you know, he stayed at my house. And it's kind of funny that one time a couple months in, he's like, he comes up and he goes, Jimmy, you mind if I keep a Lupata under the couch? You know, a Lupata, a shotgun. And I said, I don't think so, buddy. I don't need you having flashbacks and peppering me in the middle of the night.
Yeah, no, listen, because you had to really think about that. If he had to be in a safe house and then he still needed this to, you know, because people wanted to maybe talk to him. That puts you in a lot of danger. By the way, I have like a million questions to this guy. Like, hey, didn't you feel bad? How do you reconcile this inside your head? Are they all bad guys? Is it just within the business? Is it just, you know, not personal? You know, like how do you wrap your head around that and make it okay? And how do you take the emotion out of it? I mean, you had to have asked him all those things.
Absolutely. And, you know, what I came to understand is the guy was a professional. This is what he did. There was no emotion involved.
Right.
And the people he killed were people who, you know, quote, end quote, deserved it. The people he killed were involved in the game that he was involved in.
They were in the life. So they knew this was, yeah. Right. Wow. That's amazing to me.
And he didn't kill civilians, you know.
Yeah. It's just such a strange world. That when you're a kid growing up, again, you never thought, A, I'd be Michael Myers, or B, you'd be rooming up with, you know, a professional killer.
I got to tell you, this guy could sing opera. The guy spoke, 1, 2, 3, 4 languages. I mean, this guy was brilliant. I mean, his observational skills, we could walk into a room and he'd go, Jimmy, see that guy there? I bet you he does this for a living. See that girl there? I bet she does this. I mean, and it was 80% of the time the guy was right. He clocked a situation. We'd walk into a restaurant. He could walk out and tell me every single person that was in there.
Yeah, I've had friends that have had a similar skill in that fashion. But, yeah, because, you know, everybody goes, oh, you're just willing to kill. So that's what you do. And that's not it at all. You have to read the room. You have to be able to present. You have to be able to get close to somebody. And I'm sure that when you meet him, he's very non-threatening.
Oh, man, charming.
Yep.
Charming is all get up, but he can also disappear.
Right.
He could be in a room and just not even be seen.
Are you still, by the way, if you're just joining the show, we kind of got off track because I think it's so fascinating. James Jude Courtney, this name you may not know. Michael Myers, you do know. You will know James Jude Courtney after this. He is in the new Halloween movie. It's streaming on Peacock TV. Halloween Kills now in the theaters. Jake's giving me the wrap up, but man, that's I feel like there's a book to be written here, James.
Yeah. I wrote a screenplay. It's on ice right now.
All right.
But you never know.
Man, you know, you're welcome here anytime, man. Make sure Jake gets your email and then exchange numbers, whatever you'd like to do. And then, you know, hell, if you got something you want to chat it up, in 10 minutes, we learned a lot. I feel like there's a lot more there.
Oh, man, I would love to do this again, John.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun, man.
All right, stay here. All right, there you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.